Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. City Hall insider Paul Osborne with us. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our Heinkel's countdown to opening day continues. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. You know, we can tell that the light is at the end of the tunnel. That is, there is a primary on Tuesday, and then all of these political ads will go away. Good morning and welcome. We're back here with the City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne. Well, we were waiting for this thing to heat up, and I think now it's heated up.
Yeah, you kind of expect it, the final stretch, you know.
What does it say about us? What are these politicians telling us about us, that no one pays any attention until the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I guess.
I hate to admit it, but they may be right.
Yeah.
Because now it is just coming at you from all corners. Direct mail pieces, the radio ads, TV ads, the digital advertising, print, whatever. I mean, now you're really seeing it ramped up to the next level.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, if people were thinking about the person they were going to vote for in any race, it's probably confusing to them now to know what to believe when things are flying like crazy.
Well, let's start with Steve Bean's email from yesterday evening at 7:19 p.m. You know, he's going to be retiring. This is his last hurrah.
Yeah.
There were a total of 2,057 early voters so far. Or requested absentee ballots. That's 720 Republicans, 1,337 Democrats. Now, those numbers don't surprise me because I still believe Republicans like to vote on Election Day.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And
I don't think we can determine anything from the lopsided number.
Well, I'm not sure we can determine anything by the numbers, which may be the second highest or even it's just a trend anymore. More and more people are voting early.
Yes, they are.
I think. And because I know a lot of people are voting early that didn't used to even consider.
And I still like to vote on Election Day. And one thing I know, whether we break the record or we do more than we did last time, it will still be a very small percentage of people who are actually able to vote that will vote.
Yeah, and that's the disappointing
period,
thing.
Period, right? I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
Whether it's larger than it was last time or not, it's still going to be a tiny fraction of the people.
That's right. And what Steve mentions, it's about 10%, the early voting's about 10% of the total votes.
So right.
You've still got 90% that
still have to come in.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Because I know there are some people, like I've heard the theory being put out there that there are Republicans taking out Democrat ballots so they can vote for Tony Brown. I don't know if that's true or not. You have a 101st race. You have two choices for governor. You have two choices for county clerk. There's decisions to be made on the Republican side. I don't know how many Republicans are taking out a Democrat ballot.
I wouldn't think too many.
I don't know.
Because of the races.
I've been told that number was up. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I early voting, to me, you can get an indication of how people are voting based on previous elections, but that's about it. Not surprising to me at all that there are more Democrats than Republicans taking out. I think Democrats are more of an early voting crowd.
Yeah, well, it just seems like
they also vote later on Election Day. I mean, there are just some trends that still stick with, politics.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think traditionally it's kind of been that way in this county. I mean, you've got a strong Democratic turnout early, like an early voting and that. And so I'm not sure what all of this indicates. You think maybe the sheriff's race is attracting a lot in the Democratic turnout, but you've got other races involved here too.
Well, you've got the governor's race on their side as well. Yeah. You know who's going to be the candidate for the gubernatorial side for the Democratic Party. Now, let's concentrate and focus in on the 101st because it's interesting. I have seen some polling numbers, which I don't have like a hard copy to share with you, but I have been shown a couple of times showing it to be Dan Calkins, Randy Keith, Todd Hendricks, in that order, and Dan with a double-digit lead.
How recent?
Maybe 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, obviously that can change, and it's just a poll. Who knows? I'm just saying my take on this race is that Dan seems to be out in front. Randy Keith seems to be surging and getting a little stronger as we go, and that Todd is probably in third place. That's my gut feeling, and it stacks up with the numbers that I have seen.
Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate.
I don't know that it will be. I'm just saying that's my gut feeling.
Well, the only poll that counts is
The election,
poll. And there have been a lot of people wrong, but right. A lot of polls.
Sure, and I certainly could be one of them. I've enjoyed spending time with all three of them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm rooting one way or the other or that's my choice. I'm just saying that's my sense of it. Yet, for the last 2 days in a row, I have at home received a direct mail piece aimed at Todd Hendricks, an opposition piece to him. And if he is indeed running in third place, this is the weirdest buy I've ever seen in politics. Why in the world would anyone spend money to take out the guy who's in last place?
Yeah, and it's so nasty, too. I mean,
it really is and unfair.
Yeah.
This one, this career politician. Now, if you're going to call a guy who has voluntarily served on his school board for 30 years a career politician, then I think you're really stretching the definition of that word.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been involved in his community and with the fire department and volunteer coach for, 33 years?
Yeah.
And he's a career politician. That's the kind of stuff they churn out from Chicago. I mean, they live in a different world up there, and they put out hit pieces. And that's my big complaint with this 101st campaign. They're
so
detached
much
from us.
Outside influence coming in. I remember when there was a time when money coming in like this, even if it was like a $5,000 donation, was a news story.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first time Bob Flyder took money from outside of the district for a state rep race, and people thought, wow, what are those people in Chicago trying to influence our, now it's just all funded.
Yeah, and I think what bothers me is, the candidates don't have a whole lot to do with that. They spend that money and send the message they want.
Okay, let me ask you that. You ran on a local level. It's a little different when you're running for mayor.
Yeah.
But I get tired of the candidates saying that, well, I don't have any knowledge of that. Well, it's in your name. I mean, are you not at the end of the day? I mean, whether you can control it or not, I mean, should you not at least be outraged if something is done in your name without your control?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the problem. You get this money coming in. You don't want the money to stop. But I think in Dan's defense, I think when Liberty Principles chose him, as their candidate and then backed away, he did not know the money they were going to spend. He did not know the message they were going to put out. He told me, and I believe him, that when that mailer arrived with him on it, first time he saw that mailer is when it showed up at his house.
Yeah.
So you lose a lot of control, but you take the blame for everything that's on.
And I think that's the dance with the devil there. I mean, that's
right.
What you do. Well, I got a text from Dan last night that he said to me that he got his second hit piece on Todd today. I'm hearing from a few people, though, my name is being connected to it. I want you to know that I have nothing to do with it, have not heard from the charter school PAC since they came to Decatur to interview me, and I'm not endorsed by the charter school group. I have no reason to attack Todd. He's last in every poll that I know about. In fact, I want him to do well in Piatt County. I mean, tactically speaking. And if you want my political opinion, I would presume that Randy's people are doing this to try to pull voters away from Todd. And he says, we know that Randy Keith has also gotten money from, out of the area, not that Chicago local 150, but I also understand that the Illinois Education Association gave him like a $34,000 donation. So, yeah, there's a lot of money coming into this race. I'm always suspicious, and I like Randy a great deal. I've enjoyed my time with him. When the teachers' unions give Republicans money, it always makes me go, it never made any sense to me with Bill Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They gave him a $10,000 donation after he said he wasn't running again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
It's for his campaign. That's not going to happen.
Right. So yeah. I am suspicious like you are of all of this, yet I understand the nature of the game, and if you got to raise money, that's an easy way to get money. But what comes along with that? I mean, no one's giving you $250,000 or $50,000 or $34,000 but not some sort of expectation attached to it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I think that's the problem that I have. And I also got a message from Dan last night, an email, and besides telling me that I had, he would appreciate it if I'd check my facts on what.
Wait. What was he? This is the new mellow Dan Calkins.
Yeah. And I'm sure it hurt his feelings when I mentioned that that Randy Keith, had accumulated basically $80,000 since the first of the year. Well, I've mentioned on this show and in the paper before that $25,000 right off the bat came from a Chicago labor union.
Right.
So, I mean, there have been labor contributions, and not only in that, I think paying for mailers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's out here. But I think what I'm saying, I think all these PACs should, stay out of our district. I really do. Now, if you're talking about maybe a contribution of $2,000 or $3,000 or something like that because you support a candidate, you know, it's probably a little different, but $200,000, $250,000 for a campaign.
Or 50 or 34.
Yeah,
yeah,
that you have 25. No control over the message, yeah. But you take the blame for it. And
yeah.
And Dan said because I mentioned, because I mentioned Chicago, everyone assumed that was a hit piece from him, you know, and his. And I said, I never even thought about that. I like, what reason would you have except, you know, bring blame on yourself? I mean, yeah. It just doesn't make any sense that Dan would do something like this. So, but he did react to what I had written. And I just, you know, we have a history, Dan and I, but I don't really care about that now. I mean, you know, I care about the district and the qualifications of the people running. But I especially care this time around about all this outside money flowing into the district that appears to me they're trying to buy this district, and we don't really have a say in it.
I don't even know who some of these, you know, folks are, right, these PACs.
You see the board of directors on some of these. I mean, some of these people on the board, they're giving like almost $1 million in donation to this PAC. I mean, these are well-heeled PACs.
Yeah, they are. And I still think at the end of the day, this system is the best system, as ugly as it is, because there is such a thing as freedom of speech and people are able to give. And I don't know what the alternative that works better. I mean, I don't have to like it, but what else are you going to do? People still have in this country the right to support a candidate.
Yeah, they do. But I think there should be some limits on that. And they executed some limits here a few years ago.
Yeah, but you know what they're going to do. Paul, they'll write in enough loopholes so they can just do it another way.
Right around and say, and then the candidate says, I didn't have anything to do with that. Well, in the case of Dan's PAC, the PAC supporting Dan, Dan indicated to me they'd interviewed other candidates, but Randy Keith said he wasn't interviewed by him. Neither was Lisa Gregory, and certainly when we look at Todd Hendricks, he said he had not been interviewed with him. So the other candidates even involved. Only Dan got interviewed by him. It's almost like they selected him before the interview process. He went for training. This PAC, but this is an independent decision they're making to spend this money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're involved a little bit to begin with, and I think in Dan's case, I feel a little bit sorry for him because this PAC is just dominating his campaign.
Well, they're certainly getting his message out there, if it is indeed, you know, his message, and it's him in the videos that are, you know, running digitally and all of that. So, it cuts both ways. There's no doubt about it. We're going to decide. I like the fact, and I know you mentioned it in the Tribune, we got three candidates that are at least serious about this, and they're all, you know, working this thing hard. And I appreciate the choice.
Yeah, we have a choice in this election, and I won't vote until election day. But you know, looking at these candidates, it's a tough choice. You know, we have three good men running here, and they have varied backgrounds. But I think they're all serious about it. I think all of them want to serve. And I think in this case here, it's just not a rubber stamp.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And I as I said before, I believe if I had to stack them just, you know, on what I perceive to be where they're standing, it would be Dan and then Randy and then Todd. But to send out this hit piece about him being a career politician and the grainy black and white, I mean, that's just that stuff is just unnecessary. And it's been going on a long time. Do you remember when Dick Cain ran against Bob Flyder and they were accusing Dick Cain of, like, you know, hiring Chinese labor? It was the same mail piece they sent out, like, in every district. They just changed the picture, right? That's what you get with this cookie cutter stuff of taking this money from these PACs and these people that are trying to manipulate the entire state of Illinois.
Well, the only contact I've had with some of these people, you know, came at the beginning of this campaign, and I won't say what campaign it was, but it was someone working for one of these PACs who tried to get me to come way down on my advertising price in the paper. And he said, can you make me look good with the organization? I said, you pay the same price as every other candidate. Wouldn't be fair to other candidates to give you a reduced price.
No, well, we can't even do that legally because government's made sure of that. All right, we got to take a quick break. City Hall Insider Paul Osborne in the studios. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 54 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28. For your Friday, slight chance of snow showers in the morning. Otherwise, chance of rain, highs near 42. And Saturday, 30% chance of rain showers, cloudy, and highs near 48 degrees. It is 38 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Glenn Pichard. It was a great honor to represent you in Congress. J.B. Pritzker has been the strongest supporter of early childhood education to help our kids get a good start in school. He's paid for programs to feed thousands of poor children, and he's created thousands of good-paying union jobs. Please join me in voting for J.B. in the Democrat primary on March 20th.
Paid for by Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-222-222.
One of my opponents makes a big deal about not taking a legislative salary. That isn't going to put one penny in the pocket of Illinois taxpayers. But he is willing to take money from a Chicago PAC. It's that kind of status quo thinking that takes money from all of us by keeping a broken pension system in place. That will bankrupt our state and force business and families out of Illinois. We need someone in the House that puts our communities and families first. I'm Todd Henricks, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by friends of Todd Henricks.
In the race for Macon County Treasurer, there's only one candidate that has the experience, leadership, and integrity to serve as the watchdog over our tax dollars. April Kostinski is that person, and she will work hard for us, the taxpayers, every single day of the year. Hi, this is Julie Curry. In 1990, the people of Macon County gave me a chance to serve as their treasurer. Now I'm asking you to give my friend, April Kostinski, the same opportunity. Please vote in the Democratic primary on March 20th for April Kostinski.
Paid for by friends of April Kostinski.
Dan Calkins wants to be your state representative.
I support Dan for state rep because I think he'll go to Springfield and do what he says he will do because he's an honest, committed person.
Dan Calkins stands up for what's right, and we need politicians in Springfield that's going to do right.
We have to get out and vote and put the right people in. That's why I'm voting for Dan Calkins.
I think Dan can break the mold of what we think of politicians.
Vote for Dan Calkins, Republican for state representative.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Spring into your new home with Busey. With free pre-qualifications, you can search for the perfect house knowing all of your options. From a new pool to that amazing new patio, let our award-winning team of associates make your dream of home ownership a reality. Visit Busey.com to apply in minutes or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM. And 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, back to the 101st for a minute. I noticed the full-page ad in the Decatur Tribune. I always look, if politicians aren't smart enough to advertise in the Decatur Tribune, I will automatically dismiss their campaign. How's that, Paul?
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, your readers vote.
They do. Yeah. They vote. They're
but
voters.
I saw the full-page ad by Randy Keith because I did think this was a feather in his cap. I thought the endorsement by Governor Jim Edgar was a big deal. The testimonials have been, to me, the best things about this campaign. I think people are tired of the negativity. I think when Samantha Murray has a commercial running with Dwayne Nolan voicing it, that means something to people. I think when Randy Keith comes out and it's Governor Jim Edgar, that means something to people. You just heard April Kostinski with Julie Curry. That means something to people.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, especially in a primary, because they're picking one candidate of the same party over another candidate.
But those are still respected voices.
Yes, they are. Well, Jim Edgar, I know Dan Calkins got endorsed by the Chicago Tribune, but who here even
reads the Chicago Tribune?
That's right. And to me, I'm not sure how deeply they involved. It's fine if you get the endorsement, but to me, an endorsement from Jim Edgar is far more effective because everybody knows and respects Jim Edgar.
Yeah, and even more than that, a Dwayne Nolan.
Yeah, and so when you have respected members of your party stepping up in a primary, you know, where you're running against a member of the same party.
Yeah, I think that works much better than the negative. I really do, because I think they stand out. I know just listening to the radio ads, and obviously there's stuff in print and digitally and everywhere else. You know, when you just hear attack, 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 and then you go, oh, that's a voice I recognize and still respect, that stands out.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's the thing that I'll give credit to some of these candidates who were able to, in whatever way, through friendship, through association, through other contacts of getting these people to come out.
By the way, I believe that Randy Keith actually owns this Carhartt jacket he's wearing in his direct mail piece. I don't believe that about every politician, because there's something about the Carhartt jacket in this area of the country that just resonates. I believe this is his.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've enjoyed getting to meet him. He's my favorite interview out of all three, just because he's such a likable guy. I mean,
he's pretty down to earth.
Yeah, he is. He's got an interesting story. But I've enjoyed getting to know all three of them and getting to Reno Dan, you know, who's mellowed.
I will say this about Dan. You know, he's like a child you have that's a challenge.
No. Dan is the scorpion and the frog. And if you've ever heard that story, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When Dan said to me in his office, you know, I've mellowed. I go, Dan, you're a little long in the tooth to be mellowing.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I like, you know, Dan's a fighter, and we'll see. This race has been interesting to me because we've got three choices. How often do we bemoan the fact that you go to the polls and you vote, you and I vote, and there's no choice? You just got a candidate on the ballot.
Yeah. Or you vote for the lesser of two evils.
We got three good guys that I've enjoyed getting to know, and your choice next Tuesday on who moves on to take on Jen McMillan in the fall. I want to get into this county clerk race because that's an interesting one, and the treasurer. We've got a lot to talk about here today. It's an interesting election day. This is our last show before the election on Tuesday. City Hall insider Paul Osborne, former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune. By the way, if you've missed any of the conversation, Dan or anyone else, don't take it by hearsay or third party. You can listen to the podcast presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. It will be available at NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app, and the iTunes store. Here is Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. Local law enforcement were at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Wednesday morning holding an active shooter exercise on the hospital's campus. It provided the opportunity to train hospital staff, law enforcement, and other agencies should an active shooter event happen in the community. Lieutenant Jim Root of the Macon County Sheriff's Office said the hospital approached the Sheriff's Office, DPD, Decatur Fire, and Decatur Ambulance Service to hold the event.
The purpose of it initially was to expose their employees to an active shooter event and see how they respond so that they can come up with a training program to be able to better protect them and have procedures in place to protect all their employees.
Root said some of the employees initiated the run, height, fight tactics, and there were some things that went very well and some opportunities to improve as well. Tim DeGarmo, St. Mary's Director of Facilities, said there were other employees that came from other HSHS hospitals throughout the area to participate as well. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's been making staff changes, like firing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and hiring TV commentator Larry Kudlow as economic advisor. About speculation there's more to come, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says there are more important things to talk about.
I'm just fascinated with all the stories about palace intrigue and personnel and a lack of stories about policy.
She was just on Fox and Friends. The younger sister of Charleston, South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof is arrested on drug and weapons charges after being questioned by police about a post on Snapchat.
Morgan Roof wrote she hoped the students taking part in the gun violence protests on National Walkout Day would get shot, adding, "We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway." Deputies say the 18-year-old brought marijuana, pepper spray, and a knife to her school.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Governor Bruce Rauner and state lawmakers have debuted the first cans of the official Illinois Bicentennial craft beer. Hand of Fate Brewing Company of Petersburg won a craft beer contest for the opportunity to create the special brew for the state's 200th birthday. 1818 Prairie State Farmhouse Ale is now available at various locations in retailers across the state. State Representative Tim Butler is a member of the Bicentennial Commission. He says, "I can't think of a better way to celebrate the state's bicentennial than with a craft beer that is made in Illinois by a local business with local ingredients." Hand of Fate Brewing Company owner Mike Allison says it's a dream come true for his family and his employees. In sports, in the NCAA tournament, it was Syracuse over Arizona State, 62-56. They'll next take on number 6 seed TCU Friday in Detroit in the Midwest region. Meanwhile, Texas Southern got its first ever NCAA tournament win over North Carolina, 64-46. They now move on to face number 1 seed Xavier on Friday. Tonight on WSOY Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine from 5 until 7. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate. They have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the number one flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
You don't have to wait until after graduation to make your mark. At Milliken, you can contribute to breast cancer research, produce a hit record, or launch your very own business as early as your first semester. Attend a campus visit day on Saturday, April 7th, and see for yourself how you can start your career before graduation. Speak with admission and financial aid staff, meet with faculty, and take a tour. Register for Milliken University's campus visit day on April 7th at milliken.edu/visit and see what it takes to make it Milliken.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies, highs near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28. For your Friday, slight chance of snow in the morning. Otherwise, chance of rain and highs near 42. And Saturday, 30% chance of rain before 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 48. It is 33 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday, back with the City Hall Insider in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, it doesn't get any better for college basketball than the next couple of days, does it?
I think you're right. You know, your bracket's going to get a workout. 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow. And usually after these 2 days, most of us take our brackets and ball them up and throw them away. But it starts at 11:15 this morning. That's the first game, number 7 Rhode Island against number 10 Oklahoma. Pretty interesting game right out of the box because Oklahoma has a freshman guard named Trey Young, who's one of the most exciting players in the country. This is a freshman who averaged over 27 points and 9 assists a game for Lon Kruger's team. Really an interesting guy who will be gone after this year. Two number one seeds play today. I probably don't need to remind you that in the history of the tournament, a number one seed has never lost its first round game to a 16 seed. And unless something changes, that means number one seed Kansas will beat number 16 Penn today at about 1 o'clock. And it means number one seed Villanova will beat number 16 Radford at about 5:50. But after that, upsets are in play, and everybody likes to pick the 12 seeds to upset the 5 seeds. And we have two of those games today. Number 12, South Dakota State, would like to upend number 5, Ohio State, and number 12, Davidson, would cause a real big stir if they knock off number 5, Kentucky. An upset a lot of people have picked involves the only team from the state of Illinois, and that is Loyola, an 11 seed. And they meet number 6, Miami of Florida, at 2:10 today. There's just 4 Big Ten teams in the field. I mentioned Ohio State. The other Big Ten team in action today is Michigan, a 3 seed. The Wolverines play number 14, Montana, in the second to the last game of the day. That starts at 8:50 this evening. The final game tips off at 8:57. That's St. Bonaventure in Florida. It's just a good time to familiarize yourself with your channel guide and learn where you can find CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. And Illini coach Brad Underwood will be part of the network's Atlanta studio. And so you'll be seeing him throughout the day. He'll be there all day today and all day tomorrow analyzing games. Obviously, he'd rather be in the tournament with his team, but exposure for yourself and exposure for your program is part of the deal this time of the year. So, you know, if you can't be there playing, at least get your face out and have people say Illinois basketball. It might be the only time you hear it this week.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll have some more college ball basketball bits and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. This look brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
Have you stopped in at Save More Pharmacy lately? The gift shop area is filled with new spring home decor and Easter items, including a large selection of wind chimes, colorful nightlights, super cute natural life products, and willow tree figurines. Save More Pharmacy specializes in professionally trained pharmacists that will answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. If you would like a price comparison on your prescriptions, simply request it. You will be pleasantly surprised that a locally owned pharmacy can beat and exceed your expectations. Save More Pharmacy, Highway 121 in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, more basketball.
Well, I think if you look at the number one seeds, I think people are somewhat familiar with Virginia, Villanova, and Kansas. I think people are less familiar with Xavier, and I'm not going to give you a big scouting report on Xavier as a number one seed, but they're located in Cincinnati, obviously a good team, 28-5. But a couple interesting things about their coaching staff. Their associate head coach is Travis Steele. That is John Gross's brother, John Gross, the former Illini coach. And one of their assistant coaches is Luke Murray, who is the son of actor-comedian Bill Murray. And so you will see Bill at the Xavier games, I am sure. Two former Big Ten head coaches are being pursued this week. Thad Matta was technically fired by Ohio State last summer, very successful there, but has had back issues and developed a case of drop foot that made moving around very, very painful. Ohio State just basically decided that he didn't have the juice to do the job, particularly recruiting. So they gave him about $9 million to go away. And now Georgia and other schools have contacted him about their own head coaching openings. Louisville has contacted him. Mississippi's contacted him. Georgia was prepared to announce him as their head coach. They offered him a five-year deal worth $16 million in. He turned them down yesterday and just said he just was not ready to give them what the job demands. I think, it's just too bad. He is a good guy. He's a really good coach. And $16 million is probably a lot to turn down. But if you physically still can't do it, you still can't do it. So meanwhile, Pittsburgh is courting former Indiana coach Tom Crean. Pittsburgh fired Kevin Stallings last week. Tom Crean was fired by Indiana after last season. He's been working as an analyst for ESPN. And tonight on Sport Talk from 5 to 7, Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio. And at right out of the box, about 5:15, we're going to be visiting with Olivia Lett, who is the new Millikan women's coach. There's an exciting announcement about her coming this afternoon, and I think she will share that news with everyone this evening. Of course, we'll have the NCAA tournament to talk about. 2 weeks to opening day. And a lot going on in the world of sports.
All right, my friend. We'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. That's Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't forget, if you want to play along with the Tournament of Grub, it's underway right now at Nauticator.com. What is it? Well, we're taking all the area local restaurants, and we have a big bracket. It's brought to you by Country Financial Agency of Jeff Ludwig, Jim Anderson, and Zach Young. I have, I think, a list here from Eric of the winners of the first vote. By the way, the next vote is up. Door 4, Garcia's, KC Hall, Lulu's Pizza, New Back Door, Filippo's, Paul's Confectionery, and The Wagon are all moving on. You can go vote. All local restaurants, locally owned. There's all kinds of great gift certificates we're giving away, and somebody's going to win $500 worth of gift certificates at the end of the Tournament of Grub. So get to Nauticator.com, and a big thank you to the Country Financial Agency of Jeff Ludwig, Jim Anderson, and Zach Young. We get back on the other side of the break. We got a response from Randy Keith during the break there, and I think his response, which I believe Dan's response shows you the problem with outside money coming into these elections, is I don't think the candidates are even aware of some of the stuff that goes on. I'm pretty sure Todd Hendricks isn't putting hit pieces out on himself. So we're kind of out of people. But we'll get to Randy's response on the other side of the break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally, indicator for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
One of my opponents makes a big deal about not taking a legislative salary. That isn't going to put one penny in the pocket of Illinois taxpayers. But he is willing to take money from a Chicago PAC. It's that kind of status quo thinking that takes money from all of us by keeping a broken pension system in place. That will bankrupt our state and force business and families out of Illinois. We need someone in the House that puts our communities and families first. I'm Todd Henricks, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Todd Henricks.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
My name is April Kostinski, and I would like to be your next Macon County Treasurer. My values of dedication, commitment, and compassion are what this important position needs. I have the education, experience, and skills to be an effective and efficient steward of your tax dollars. So when you go to vote in the Democratic primary on March 20th, vote for April Kostinski, a new generation to treasure.
Paid for by Friends of April Kostinski.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. City Hall insider Paul Osborne with us. Not just any Thursday, it's the Thursday before Election Day, the primary next Tuesday. Got a response from Randy, and I want to explain to people, we would have put Randy on the air, but then that opens us up to, because of
equal time.
Here's how all this works, and it's kind of complicated. And digitally, there are no rules with the internet, but still with broadcast. We don't technically have to invite everyone on, but we have to be accessible if they want to come on, if that makes any sense. And with a couple of days before the election, I'm not going to have one candidate on because then it opens up to having equal time with all the candidates. But I am happy to pass along what he said, just as I pass along what Dan said. We're talking about these two pieces of mail. I've received these back-to-back days that are hit pieces on Todd Henricks.
Yeah.
And I said yesterday at the Y, I don't have any idea what this pack is and who they're supporting because it's clearly coming from Chicago. We heard last night, you and I both heard separately from Dan Calkins saying he wasn't involved in it. And we got this from Randy Keith this morning. I have nothing to do with this mailer. Frankly, I find it disgusting, and my family thinks it's disgusting. Todd is a good guy. We've been friends for years, and we will continue to be friends after this election. Myself, nor my campaign had anything to do with either one of these. Now we're running out of suspects because there's only three people running, and I'm pretty sure Todd didn't pay for these himself. So this is kind of the problem with outside money. And I believe Dan, I believe Randy.
I do too.
But somebody on their behalf is doing this.
Yeah. And I'd never really thought either one of them were involved, and certainly not Todd when I got that piece. And I received it at my home too. And it's the most disgusting piece I've ever seen. But to me, it shows you what we're talking about at the beginning of this hour, that this outside money, you have these PACs that are doing things that the candidates that they even support don't even know. And I don't know which candidate this PAC even supports. It's not even clear.
Yeah. Well,
we know who they're against.
Why don't you Google, Lindsay, if you could, the INCS Action Independent Committee and see if they have a list of endorsed candidates, because it will be interesting to see. Now, that doesn't mean, if they've endorsed Dan or they've endorsed Randy, that Randy or Dan had anything to do with this mailing. Yeah. But somebody did, and it's coming to people in our county for our state rep seat. And this is, I think, what you were speaking to earlier about the outside dollars.
Well, it takes the election into a whole new atmosphere. It's just like it's the political mafia that's running this election when you get down to it. you know, of all the money spent on advertising and mailers and everything else, how much was that really, how much of that was really donated from people or businesses here in the district?
Well, that
80% of it's coming from Chicago.
That, and what I don't understand about direct mail is why they're able to manipulate images and mislead you that these are actual newspaper story articles when only the words in yellow are that. You know, the rest of it's just subjective. Why are they allowed to basically lie on paper?
I don't know. I guess if it's a political lie, it's okay.
I mean, Sue Scheer was the queen of this. Sue Scheer is going to go on take on Mike Madigan. And then you look down the right-hand corner, paid for by Mike Madigan. And it's like, oh, come on. And does this really influence anyone?
I think
it turns people off.
Yeah, I think so. Probably, Todd will get more votes as a result of this
vote. It does probably, if there's no such thing as bad news, raise his name ID a little level. He's had people. But, I mean, like they clearly have manipulated an image of him holding a phony sign of a big bag of dollar bills.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they're allowed to do this.
Yeah, I'm not either. You need campaign reform, but you won't get it.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Because of all the money that's there.
At the end of the day, they know they got to make the money to get the office. Well, all I can do is take Dan for his word and take Randy for his word that they were unaware of it.
Yeah,
but somebody did this on one of their behalf.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line, and that's the scary part of this campaign. I believe Dan, and I told him when he wrote me last night, I didn't even think about him doing this. I don't believe he did, and don't believe Randy did. I think they're above that. But some of these people and the money where some of these organizations...
Paul, someone once told me, a very wise man once said, you can't get a little bit pregnant.
That was a wise man that said
yes.
that?
Yes. I mean, you make a deal, you make a deal. You take this money, you get this support, this is what goes along with it. You can't wipe your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if your name's on it, and of course no one's name was on this nasty flyer.
But is anybody able to really do this? No, because you took the money.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot find a site for it. It is that charter school group, obviously, but...
And Dan said that he was interviewed and not endorsed by them. That's what he told me in the text.
And I can't find a list of endorsed candidates since 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm still looking.
So you think if they're so proud to do all this, they'd own it, right? I mean, one thing, you listen to this show every day, you may get mad, you may get annoyed, you may not agree, but my name's on it, and I'm here, and I stand by it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this mysterious group from Chicago that's got about $3
million. And why in the world would a charter school group? I mean, you wouldn't on the face of it think that would be a group with unlimited resources.
Yeah.
I mean.
And if they do, where'd they get that money?
Yeah. And you also, because I think, didn't the Illinois Education Association give money to Randy Keith?
Yes, they supported Randy Keith.
Which you would think that if the Illinois Education Association is supporting him, the charter school people wouldn't be anywhere near the.
Exactly.
You'd never find those two groups in bed, except in Illinois.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah, you know.
It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah.
All right.
Say that best.
Got to take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28 for your Friday. Slight chance we could see some snow showers in the morning. Otherwise, some rain and highs near 42. And Saturday, 30% chance of rain showers, cloudy and highs near 48. It's 33 degrees in downtown Decatur. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital offers the most maternity options for your most important delivery. Just as you may be expanding your family, we are expanding the services we offer to provide you with the most comprehensive care options for your newborn. We hope you'll celebrate your newborn's first day with us. We're committed to taking care of your whole family for life. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/maternity.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's Family Law Section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I'm Mike Metzler. I've got 38 years of local law enforcement experience. My friend Sammy Anderson is a proven advocate for those who serve and those without a strong voice, an effective litigator across the broad spectrum of the law, and a dedicated leader in our community. I was proud to have cast my early vote in the Republican primary for Sammy Anderson. Sammy Anderson will bring honesty, integrity, compassion, and a humble heart to the bench.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
This is Dwayne Noland.
As someone who spent over 30 years with government, I know what people in Macon County expect from the leaders we entrust with our tax dollars. We want government that is efficient, effective, and transparent. That's Samantha Murray. Samantha has a record of public service. She's focused on serving you with efficiency, making bureaucracy effective, and promoting transparent government. She's a working mother who knows the importance of always putting people before politics. Samantha Murray has a vision for innovating services, and I know she will make serving you her number one priority as Macon County Clerk. Take my word for it. Samantha Murray is the efficient, effective, transparent candidate we need as Macon County Clerk. On March 20th, please join me in voting for Samantha Murray.
I'm Samantha Murray, and this ad is paid for by Friends of Samantha.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Countdown to opening day coming up. Your chance to win. What are we giving away today?
It's bacon today. It's bacon today.
Ooh, yes, it is. All right.
Hickory
and your chance,
bacon.
Your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day, courtesy of Heinkel's. Don't forget, our Tournament of Grub is underway. We've got our first round winners, and we'll be moving through the bracket. It's brought to you by Country Financial Agency of Jeff Ludwig, Jim Anderson, and Zach Young. There you have it. We got a lot to get to here today, and only a few minutes left with the City Hall Insider. I got another text from Dan. It was like this is like the back and forth all day here in this 101st race. I think we forget, you know, because that space was held for so long by Bill Mitchell, you know, just how the demand for this has been. I mean, have you been a little surprised?
Yeah. I mean, it hardly paid any attention to the election because Bill was there for 20 years.
Yeah. Dan says, I've looked back at my calendar and pinpointed the day, which was January 10th, of my interview with the charter school people. I've not had any contact with them since. Today, I'm sending them a letter denouncing their negative mail and letting them know that should I be elected, they will not be welcome in my office. So there's the mellow
Way to go, Dan.
Yeah. So I was just done with charter schools altogether. That's why you listen, folks. Happens here live, and if you're listening in a podcast later, just as good. So there you go. So let's get to a couple of the other races because we only have a limited amount of time left here. I was really impressed. We had both April Kotensky and Amy Ruff on, the two Democrat candidates. Now, they are running unopposed for clerk and treasurer, so they'll be on the ballot.
You're talking about April?
Yes.
Yeah. No, she's opposed in the for treasurer.
Well, she will be. Is she opposed? With another Democrat?
No,
she'll have an opponent in the fall. I meant on the primary ballot. They don't have, or do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, she has a. Yeah, Amy is the one that doesn't have an opponent. She's a Democrat.
Okay.
And I think is it Francis? Ms. Francis, she's the...
We've reached out to everybody, not heard back. Okay, can you clarify that for me?
Yeah. Yeah, I have not heard back from Siobhan Francis.
From who?
Siobhan Francis.
Siobhan Francis.
She's the opponent of April.
I guess I didn't realize that. Yeah. We've just not heard anything from that person at all.
In the treasurer's race.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Amy is in the Macon County
clerk's race. And she'll take on the winner of Josh Tanner or Samantha Murray in the fall.
Yeah.
All right. So there is okay, that makes sense. I was wondering about the advertising because I didn't think she had an opponent because we've not heard back from them or had them on the air. We've invited everyone. I mean, what causes – every once in a while we get a candidate like that that's just sort of a shadow candidate. You know, their name shows up, but they don't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I had the same problem with her opponent, too, and I finally reached out. Everybody else reached out to me, so it made it pretty easy and said, can we talk? And so I did, and she sent me some comments, and so I printed them in the article, too, this week. But, yeah, there's April for treasurer has that opponent. And then Amy in the Macon County Clerk, she is unopposed.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense to me now that that I put that out there. I just don't know. I'm a little frustrated. There's been a lot of people that have done this right this time around. We just talked about the 101st for a long time, all three of those candidates taking it very seriously. I think you have a real choice for Macon County Clerk on the Republican side because you've got Josh Tanner, who seems to have a lot of experience, but maybe has been outworked by his opponent, Samantha Murray, who doesn't necessarily have the on-the-job experience but has run one heck of a campaign. So there's a choice there, right?
Yeah, Samantha's run the best campaign probably in the just getting out, doing things, press releases, everything. Josh certainly has a lot of experience, super nice guy, supervisor of assessments presently, good education and involved. You've got a good choice there, but in terms of actual experience, Josh Tanner, you know, has those years of experience.
Yeah, but I've been highly impressed by her and all the soft touches she's had on this campaign, just notifying the media and sending handwritten notes and just
right off the bat.
I got a nice email from Josh last night. So that race will be decided, and then we'll gear up for the fall. Your take on all of that as we get a little closer, and then we'll have a full wrap-up next Thursday after the election. I mean, I've got to believe we've only got 20 seconds here, but it's Pritzker and Rauner, right?
Yeah, that's the way I would see it. And it's almost like there are too many others involved.
Too much noise to zero down. So
it's hard to focus on one.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all turns out Tuesday. You'll be in Thursday, and we'll have the full recap. Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. State Senator Chapin Rose and State Representative Brad Halbrook announced yesterday that the site of the state-owned Eagle Creek Resort in Shelby County is now officially open for vendors to submit development proposals. The resort closed in 2009 due to financial problems and environmental issues and has since sat vacant. Officially call a request for a proposal. Registered vendors with the state have from now until the end of April to submit their plans for how they would develop the site on Lake Shelbyville. The vendors must return those proposals to the Department of Natural Resources. All we've asked for is a good old-fashioned college try to see if there's a legitimate interest in redeveloping the property, said Rose. It's his hope someone with an excellent vision and plan comes forward and can one day return Eagle Creek Resort to the crown jewel it once was for the region. Halbrook added that the property has been a top priority of his, Senator Rose, and other local officials for many years. More news after Fox News, 8 a.m.